Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. Huddle up and buckle up with us every Tuesday night and Wednesday night with our, yes, Coors Sports Topic show. And now we're landing in South Bend, Indiana, where we do each week. And we feature Notre Dame football with Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team. And they're getting ready for football there. Before, of course, we get with Frank, let's thank our sponsor for this segment, which is Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Nevada. Visit stnsports.com, that's stnsports.com, for more information. Well, Frank, it's countdown. You're getting closer to kickoff.
Coach, we have about 12 days to go, and things are really heating up here in South Bend. In the last 2 days, they've picked six captains, and we'll quickly go over them. Billy Sherritt, the left guard, 6'4", 302, number 74. Number two, Will Pauling, who's a portal guy, came in from another school and has showed so much leadership that the players voted him a captain. Bowen, linebacker, 6'2", 235, loves to hit. And he's a leader on the field, coach. He's somebody that really gets upset if something doesn't go his way. He's number 34. Number eight is Schuler. He's a safety, 6'205". Wagner, the offensive tackle, 6'6", 293, number 59. And Donovan Kinnish, he's a defensive lineman, 6'2", 277. He's number 41. He has a brother that played here at Notre Dame that has moved on, I think, into the NFL. Our coach, James, come up with those names and those sizes and their numbers. So I want to give James some kudos for that because he had to scramble a little bit to get them. But there's a
James can find out anything. James can find out anything for us.
Coach, there was a lot of talk around here about who is going to be the quarterback. We have two major guys that are vying for the position, and the first guy is C.J. Carr. He is the grandson of Lloyd Carr. He used to be the head coach at the University of Michigan. That recruited my son. Well, CJ shows great poise and confidence. At times, as the offense is moving well, he's the guy that really is the spark in the offense. You know, he has a great arm, and I think he's a good student of the game. I think the only thing that the offensive coaches for Notre Dame are probably going to look at is that they have so much talent on the offensive line and so much talent at running back with Love and Price and Williams, that they're probably going to control the passing game a little bit with a young quarterback like C.J. Carr. And, of course, he's the guy they just announced today that was going to be the starting quarterback. The other quarterback, Kenny Minchie, would run the game, would run the offense just as well. The only difference with him, he may not be quite as poised, but he has tremendous legs, and he can run on the sprint out, and he can throw on the run. So if he gets in there, you're going to see a little bit different offense, but I think both guys can run this team. But as of today, C.J. Carr has been named the starting quarterback for the Miami game. So we're excited about that. There's great receivers for the Irish. When you talk about Fields and Faison and Pauling, Greathouse, and the tight end Eli Reardon, I mean, these guys are athletic. They have speed. Some of them are pretty big, especially Fields, 6'2", 6'3", and goes up and gets him, coach. He's a good player. So there's a lot of good things happening with this quarterback position. And I think right now they want to settle it and kind of get down to working the offense and really fine-tune it. So when they get down to Miami, it's going to be ready to go. Coach, playing at Miami is a very different animal. And the reason why I say that is you have such humidity and such heat, even at night. And, of course, nowadays you have the heat coming off of the field turf. It makes it even hotter. But I remember playing on I think they had polyturf back in the 70s there. And you just walked out on the field and you got drenched because it was so hot and humid. And, of course, what makes it worse is that in those days they had tremendous athletes at Miami. We did pretty good against them, but they had tremendous athletes, so you had to really work hard to win the game. It was a great venue. It's been a great rivalry. And I think at this point, Notre Dame is up 17-8 with one tie as far as their percentages are concerned. Now, we're looking at Sunday night at 7:30 on ESPN, Coach, and this is going to be a really highlight of the day. Everybody's going to be watching this game. I think it's something that it's really going to be a great kickoff for the whole season.
Well, you know, Frank, when you look at it, there's three great games coming up the Labor Day weekend or Zero Week. That's, of course, Texas and Ohio State, and you, of course, Notre Dame and Miami. Then you've got LSU, Clemson. I'll tell you, our weekend is going to be full. But going down to Miami is going to be a real challenge for Notre Dame, because everybody knows the great year they had last year, and Miami is trying to come back and have a great year. And the loser of this game somehow seems to not be out of it, but you hate to lose your first game and play a great game like this against a great team. They're both highly ranked.
Well, I think what you have with Miami is you have a good coach. Mario Cristobal was over at Oregon for a while, and before he went to Oregon, Coach, he spent about 4 years as assistant head coach for Nick Saban. I'm sure some of that intensity rubbed off on him. He is a young man, not that old, about 54 years old, great recruiter, really builds a foundation as far as the team is concerned. He's been a head coach for over 13 years or 14 years, so he's somebody that's aware of what's going on. I think he's going to be a formidable opponent as far as developing a game plan against Notre Dame. Notre Dame's going to be tough to play against, but they have athletes, Coach. They have a bunch of athletes they got in from the portal, and I think they have great receivers. Last year, they really had great receivers. But this year, of course, they have Carson Beck, who has been publicized that he was offered $4.3 million to go down to Miami, and that's a lot of change. And he had a bad injury on his elbow. Now, hopefully that injury for them is going to be good, that it's recovered. But he's a good tactician. He has a good arm. He has experience. And I think it's something that the Irish have to really look at. Miami has a tremendous offensive line, too. They're big. They're strong. They had a 1,000-yard rusher last year. And this year they have Mark Fletcher, Lyle, and Brown is coming in from North Dakota State. I mean, we're talking about some good athletes that can really hurt you as far as being able to run the ball. They squirt loose, and look out. You better be hustling after them, because they are going to take it to the house. So Notre Dame can't let down on this game at all, and they got to be up and ready to go. And if they're not, they could get surprised. Everybody's picking Notre Dame to win this game, but I don't think it's that easy. I think it's going to be a tough go, and I think Notre Dame has the advantage. Defensively, I think they're pretty good. I think they have the advantage specially teams-wise. They can kick field goals, and they can keep good field position. So I think Notre Dame has some upside here, but they cannot relax against this Miami team, because they can roll it up on you. And Cristobal is a solid guy. Coach, he accepted a job as a Secret Service agent, but he was a graduate assistant at Miami at the time where he played, and he was a all-conference player at Miami, Florida, and did a tremendous job. He decided not to take the Secret Service job and stay in coaching, and it's done wonders for him and his family. He's making oodles of money, but not only that, he has a great grasp on how to build teams and control their growth. So it's going to be exciting to watch this contest, and I'm very excited about the Irish.
Well, they were 14-2 last year, Frank, and came up one game short. They didn't lose a national championship, really. They just finished second. And again, I think they've had a great offseason as far as recruiting is concerned, the establishment of their program under Marcus Freeman, some great transfers, portal transfers, coaches, too. They've more or less grown up now, and they've filled the role of what Notre Dame football is all about. They have a tremendous challenge against Miami on the road, which is not easy, but they have a bye after that. They can regroup and so on, come back, and then they have another tough one at Notre Dame.
Yes, Texas A&M is going to be very tough. When you have the second year for their coach, who really, Elko really knows what he's doing. I think he played well against Notre Dame last year with not as much time to mature that team. But it's going to be exciting. They play Boise State, Coach. Boise State's tough in any division. They're going to give you a hard time. They play Boston College. It's a natural rivalry because of two Catholic schools. They play North Carolina State. They're going to be some great games. Even Purdue. We had the fella coming out from Las Vegas, University of Las Vegas, Nevada, who's coming out here to be the head coach at Purdue. I think he's been a very successful coach there, and I think he'll do a great job. Purdue has a strong following, and they have great recruits right within the general area because you got Chicago is like an hour away. And then you got Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Louisville. You got great athletes in all those places. So it's going to be interesting to see how he does at Purdue. I think it's a great job, Purdue, and a place where if they get the right mixture of experience and talent, they can really give anybody a hard time. I think Brohm, that was there a couple of years ago, he was just on the cusp. He went back to Louisville where he played, but he was just on the cusp of really bringing Purdue back and being a dominant force. But he left, and he wanted to go back to his alma mater and coach there, and that you can't blame him for that. But Purdue is an excellent job, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
It certainly is going to be, but one at a time, and it all starts against Miami. And again, Frank, I want to thank James, of course, for all the inside scoop he always gives us. I want to wish you the best of luck, and you've got to sort of relax a little bit. You still got 12 days, as you said. Then you can tape your ankles, put your uniform on, sit in front of your TV, and get excited about Notre Dame football for this coming year.
Yeah. Yeah, Coach, we're really excited here. It's been sticky, hot, humid. I think great preparation for the Miami game. But we're ready for some cooler weather to come. But more importantly, we're ready to start see footballs flying in the air, guys tackling, throwing the ball, running the ball, and really getting down and watching some great football. You know, Coach, it kind of gives me some adrenaline when I get to watch these games. In the past, you know, in the off season, you don't have quite the excitement going on that you do during the season. So for me, this is a great shot in the arm for me as far as enthusiasm is concerned, and I'm excited about it.
I can tell you, Frank, we all are. College football, there's nothing better of it than it. Frank, I'm going to let you go. Again, I want to thank you. I look forward to having you on next week here with our Notre Dame football report. Brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state of Nevada. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank, have a good week.
Coach, thank you very much. Talk to you next week.
Thank you very much. That's Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. You know, if you want to hear me talk more coverage, my coverage of college football continues each Monday as I join Ryan Abraham on the Peristyle podcast for a discussion of the Big Ten Conference and SC football on uscfootball.com and at Coach Harvey Hyde. Huddle up and buckle up. We'll be right back with UNLV football and Mark Wallington.